get started. We got a few minutes till we're supposed to start, so just a small introduction. We spoke a little bit last week about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in the union of Einayim. I came up with a chiddush this past week, Rabbi Schweitzer, I hope you enjoy it. I was talking about the union of Shabbos. We spoke over the Shabbos that Rabbi Shimon was called Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon was the chaverim called him Shabbos. So there's three different types of Shabbos. The Shabbos which is called Shabbos Bereishis, and that's Shesh Yom Tavod, that's Shabbos of the seventh day of the week. The Shabbos which is Shemitah, which is Shabbos of the Karka, and then there's Shabbos which is Lag Boimer, which is Bechina of Rabbi Shimon, who's considered to be Shabbos. What are the three Shabboses? I think that perhaps the Pshat is as follows. The Pasuk says, V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha, v'chol levavecha, v'chol nafshecha, u'v'chol me'oidecha. V'chol me'oidecha means with all of your me'oid, with all of your possessions. There's one type of Shabbos, which is Shabbos of your possessions. When a person has to reflect on his possessions, Shemitah, you stop working, and then you stop, you're not busy anymore with all your income, with all your money, and you have to reflect back on your possessions. On what should I be doing with my money? The next pasuk talks about stokah, giving stokah la'anim. Shemitah is a time a person should think to reflect on his ma'oid, on his nechasim, on his rechush, on his possessions. It's that one Shabbos. There's another Shabbos, which is the Shabbos of a person himself. He's supposed to be shvisa mimalocha. Sheshes yom tava, you work for 6 days, and then the seventh day, your person's not supposed to work. That's the bechina of Shabbos of the guf. Shabbos of a person's body. That's what the pasuk says. V'atoshem elkecha b'chol nafshecha. Nafshecha is, even if you have to give away your life, that's your guf. A person has to now reflect on his body, the way that a person is himself indulgent in different things, and his own avoidah of his guf, giving shvisa l'guf. And there's a third Shabbos, which is b'chol levavecha, which is in your heart, which is referring to shvisa of the neshama. Shvisa of the neshama is when a person is supposed to reflect back on his neshama. What does that mean, reflect on your neshama? So he spoke about how Rabbi Shimon is the kedusha, is the bechina of kedushas einayim. Rabbi Shimon is the bechina of a person's eyes, which are a direct window in your soul. And when a person is supposed to think about how am I supposed to be looking at, and how am I affecting my soul? So here we are. We're talking about over here the inyan of shmiras einayim, and in the sefer Taras Hakodesh, he brings down. I'm on page Kuf Ayin. If you have those little pamphlets, it's probably right there also. It's Maimer Pgam Einayim. Listen to this. Rabbi Yisai, it's Mavil. For some of you, this will probably, maybe, perhaps, rock your world. Just to read these things, to understand the gravity, to understand what we're talking about over here. So he brings, and he says the following thing. V'hine ochi ahuvai, my dear brother. If you find the page, tell me. You want to give it to me and I'll find the page for you? It's page Ayin? I said Kuf Ayin over here. It's Maimer Pagam Einayim. Let's see if they have it over here. Pagam Einayim. I think it's right in the beginning. It's right in the beginning. Yeah. It's on page Hey. Hine Achi Ahuvai. Behiyoish Sheroi Bnei Adam Mehem. There's most people, even people that know a lot of Torah. They think that all it is minas chasidus. And we speak a lot about the importance of chasidus and the beauty of the chasidus. But okay, it ends there. Some people think it ends there in chasidus. And I'm not ready for that. Says the Sefer Taras HaKodesh, I'm not going to tell you chassidus, I'm not going to tell you frumkeit, I'm going to tell you halacha brura, clear, hard halacha facts. Reishis Akticha Divrei Rabbeinu Agadol HaRambam. We're going to start with the Rambam. The Rambam is Sefer on the Rambam Mishneh Torah is pure halacha. There's nothing there that the Rambam doesn't write that is not up for discussion or debate or a question of if I'm ready for it or I want to do it or if I think, this is just straight halacha, says the Rambam, Osir la Adam likroitz biyodai ubiraglov. It's also for a person to make any motions with his hands or with his feet, oilirmois be'enov, or with his eyes, either a wink or anything with his eyes, leachas min arayis, with any woman that is not his wife, olischoik ima, or to joke with her, olahokel roish, or just to be light with her, to just have a good time. Va'afilu lahariach besamim shaleah. Smelling the perfume on a woman is aser. The Rambam says, smelling the perfume on a woman, o lahabit biafya, or looking at her beauty. If there's a woman that a person sees and he says, she is beautiful. So if he's looking at her, so he's being oivra on an iser, aser. And umakin lemiskavin ledavar zemalkus, a person who does this intentionally, we will whip him. Vamistakel afilu be'etzba kitano shel isha. A person looks at a woman, even just her pinky, even just her nail polish. Vinniskavin lehonois, and his intention to see, wow, that's so beautiful. It's like he's looking at the most private places. Even to listen to her voice, to look at her hair. It's all aser, says the Rambam. It's all aser. A man's not allowed to look at a woman when she's doing work, when she's putting up laundry. Even looking at women's clothing, if she's not wearing the clothing, is aser. The Rambam writes that in Hilchos Issur Biyah, and I'm reading you the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. Hamistakel ba'arayos, someone that looks at a woman, maila al daitoy, what does he think? She'ein bekach klum, nothing. Oimer, he says, v'chi ba'alti, or karavti etzla, did I touch her? Did I get close to her? V'hu einu yodeya, she're'iyas ha'einayim avoin godoil, she'nema v'loy sasur acharei levavchem acharei neichem. The Rambam says he doesn't chap, he doesn't know that rias einayim is avoin godoil, is a grave sin. And this Rambam is brought down in the Sefer Mitzvahs Gedolos. It's brought down in the Tur. It's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. They all bring the Rambam. So this halacha is accepted across the board. Listen to the smack in Sefer Mitzvahs Ketanos. He says the following pasuk, amazing pasuk in Keheles. Toiv, which needs a hezber, Abayisai. Toiv mare einayim mehaloich nofesh. The pasuk says, Toiv, literally means good. Mare einayim, the vision, the seeing. Mehaloch nafesh, from actually going and doing. Dorshu Rabbi Seinu Gemara and Yuma. Listen to the Gemara. Toiv mare einayim bi'isha. The Gemara darshan's toiv doesn't mean it's good for us. It means the Yetzirah gets good at it. Toiv mare einayim bi'isha. It's better for the Yetzirah. Mare einayim bi'isha. Just looking at women. Yoiser mi gufay shel maisa. More than the Aveira itself. What does the Yetzirah want from us? What's his target? So we think, of course, he wants us to do Aveiras Chamuras. Wrong. Wrong. Toiv mara einayim, yoiser migufo shel maisa. That's what the Yetzirah wants. So how does he trick us? It's not so bad. I'm not doing anything. I'm just looking. I'm not. But it's not true. Avoyim gadol. This is a very grievous sin. Toiv mar needs a hezber. I say, how could it be? Toiv mar einayim yosimah migufosh. But dashnei, it's a gemara. Gemara says we're doing worse. We're doing worse by just standing around and looking. V'chein sefer charedim kasaf. He's bringing also sefer charedim, and it says lo yisasur acharei levavchem acharei neichem. The pasuk says his harnu bazeh. We're being warned. Shelo yistakel ha'adam be'arayas peninokeshba. Rabbeinu Yoine, ha'mistakel b'noshim, is mumer la'avera achasu. A person says, look, you know, I'm willing to do all this stuff. Shmiras Einayim is just not my thing. Guess what? He has a din of a mumer la'avera achas, which is borderline apikoros. It's considered a borderline apikoros. What do you mean, not that? What do you mean, not that? What does that mean? The pasuk says, l'susu achrei levavchem, achrei neichem. Don't do it. You say, I'm doing it anyway? So that person is borderline apikoros. The Torah says no, and he's saying, I'm just not interested. Kosova Beis Yosef. Also the stackle be shizish min atorish and nemel suach with the rabbi chaimer nechem. Also the stackle be pnuya with the kabbalah. Bris karati leinai. Umas boinin al basula v'chal mestakel is machshil umakhish koyach yitzur hatoiv. He's being machshil himself. He's weakening his yitzur toiv. V'hoidu nefach alov and his, all of his hoid is being machshis. He's destroying himself. Rabbi Yisai, what we're saying over here is the Isser Istaklis is a lav. V'hu min halavim hachamuroi shebechamuroi. He brings down lavim shebechamuroi shebe. It's from the most chamardik alavim. So Shmir Seinayim is not something that we could look at and say, you know, I'm not holding by that right now. I'm not ready to deal with that. It's like Chol of Yisrael, you know. It's like, that's for like the Fumis or something like that. Shmir Seinayim is Avon Gadol, Avuzrayu Dugili Arayas. We spoke about it being, you know, in the realm of Yorg Val Yavar. Talking about serious, serious, serious. We say, but that's real rough. How am I supposed to do that all day, every day? I'm faced with that challenge because my eyes are always open. Okay, now we have to figure out how to deal with it. For sure, we have to figure out how to deal with it. But we're not talking about small little things here. We're talking about huge, huge. And we're going to see, Beis Hashem B'lina, next week, how far this goes. How far it goes. That person has to, like, protect himself from Shemir Sinai. How to do it? We have a few weeks still to discuss. Right now, we got to figure out the importance. How important is it to me? How dedicated am I? How much do I have to figure this out? And if it's important to us, then Beis Hashem will continue next week. We're going to see, and we're going to try to build ourselves and understand. And first, you have to appreciate that I need to do it, and then we're going to figure out how to do it.